The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Episode 131 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is Kevin, your host. How's life going, guys? Gals? What have you been up to? Long time no talk, huh? Today is Saturday. It's about 1 in the afternoon. October the 25th, maybe? 26th? Dang, I gotta check that out because my sister's birthday is the 26th. I sent her a card, but I have not called her. I'm out today on a very short and slow run. My training's been going halfway decent. I think by now you all know that I'm going to Atlanta in December and begging to take you along, actually. So I'm training for the Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon. And I was supposed to do a long run of 9.5 miles a week ago. For those of you who listen to my other podcast on Spreaker. It's called Kevin Unplugged, by the way. I suppose you could do a search on Spreaker for that. But I talked a little bit about the fact that I took my girls to their last soccer practice last week. And as they typically do around here, maybe where you live too, the last practice, they always like to do a parents against the kids. And so Dad got out there. And one father, I don't know his name, so I'll just call him Nutcase for purposes of this podcast, decided that he was going to show everybody some of his skills against these five-year-old little boys and girls. And kicked the ball really hard on a line drive about 6 feet out. It smashed into my little McCartney's head. Now that was bad enough, right? But to add insult to her poor little injury, Nutbag did not come over, say he was sorry, or see how she was doing. Okay, whatever. So that was on a Thursday night, actually. The next day on Friday, I got them all up, dressed for school, fed, and McCartney was complaining of a headache. I thought, okay, well, somebody hit me that hard in the head with a soccer ball, I'd probably have a headache too. So I dropped them off at daycare and turned around and came home. I work at home on Fridays, And I no sooner walked in the door than the daycare called and said that McCartney had thrown up. Yeah, you're starting to connect the dots like I did. So I went down and got her. We got in about an hour later to her pediatrician, and sure enough, she had a mild concussion. So that was my long-winded way of saying I did not get my 9.5 miler in last weekend. On that Friday was the day I was supposed to do it, on my calendar anyway. Saturday and Sunday were filled. I probably could have gotten up at the crack of dawn and got it in, but I didn't. So I did my long run yesterday, and feeling a little guilty that I was a week behind, I ended up doing 10 miles. I had originally thought that I would go out at a 30-30 pace and just take my time. This is the farthest I've run in, geez, maybe since my last marathon, which was 4 years ago. But I changed my mind at the last minute. Ended up going out at a 1 minute run, 30 second walk, with the idea that if I needed to, I'd back it down. That's what I'm doing today, by the way. And left the neighborhood. I haven't done that in a long time either. I typically run my neighborhood as I am today. I have a pretty hilly neighborhood. So it was really nice to get out and about, see some different scenery that I can't do at 5 o'clock in the morning. I stayed with a 1/30 for the whole run. Felt pretty darn good. Not that I didn't feel it. I was quite aware that I was running a distance I hadn't done for 4 years. And what's really concerning me right now is this hip that I can't seem to heal. Of course, running 20 to 25 miles a week is probably not what the doctor ordered for that. So at about 8 miles, that hip started flaring up. And I felt it all the way in. So it does have me concerned. I'm really not in the mood to go to a doctor. I got a feeling that he's gonna wanna, you know, take x-rays and maybe an MRI and all that expensive stuff. And I'm just not in the mood. I've, as you know, had some more medical expenses than I care to talk about or add to this year. Today was gonna be a day off. And you know the honest to God truth? The only reason I'm out here at all is because of you. Yeah, you. I know that I haven't had a podcast out in a while, and I wanted to get this one out this weekend, or at least get my recording in for it. So, hence, I'm out today, and if I get 3 miles, that's going to be exactly 3 more miles than I had planned. So, anyway, that's a little bit about my training. I've got my next long run would be, I think 11. I'm supposed to go from 9.5 to 11 in a week or so. Like I said, I'm behind a week, so it might be more like 2 weeks. What else? I'm having some Garmin issues. I hear more and more of you all putting the Garmins away and using your phones. I don't typically take my phone with me when I run, although I thought yesterday I should have taken it with me when I left the neighborhood. Typically, I'm only no more than a mile away from my house at any one point in this neighborhood run, so it's not a big deal, but yesterday I got a few miles away and probably would be smart to take it with me, but I just can't make that transition yet away from the Garmin. I love my Garmin. Well, I have a 205 and a 305. Older models, but paid for models. And I just can't fork over the $300-$500 for a new Garmin watch these days. But 305, the 305 is my Garmin of choice these days. The two watches are identical, except for the 305 is compatible with my heart rate monitor. For obvious reasons, I've become a fan of watching my heart rate these days. But it's on the fritz. So I call Garmin. It's not in warranty. For $99, they'll send me a refurbished model. So I shipped that back. I'm using my 205 today. Just trying to keep it really, really slow. Keeping my ratio 1/30. But on the run portion, taking extremely slow. Anyway, talk about the episode, huh? More great stuff, and I want you to keep your ears open for two common themes that run through today's episode. I picked up on them almost immediately. Of course, they're two of my favorite themes for this or any other podcast, so I'm easy. We've got updates from new friends, old friends, race reports. Dawn, how about Dawn? Take a listen. Dawn's first submission, she does a pre and a post race submission on her first trail race. So welcome, Dawn. Dawn's been listening for a while, but as you'll hear, she just bit the bullet and sent us a submission. So keep it up, please, Dawn. Good stuff. Going to get a few submissions from Jim over at the Seeker Podcast. He had a very, very busy weekend and is, by the way, on a side note, kicking my proverbial rear end in all of our Fitbit challenges. He did the Runner's World half and half marathon and festival last weekend. You'll hear a little about it. You'll hear him talk about that. Also, who else? Jim will be back from Iowa, of course, and Shannon. Listen close to Shannon. God love her, she did an extra mile. Made me smile when she said, "I did an extra mile." More from Carlos, Derek, Norm, Mariana, Valet. Good stuff from everybody. Check it out. And we'll chat again at the end. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Extra Milers. It's V from Providence, Rhode Island, and I haven't called in a while. Last time I checked in, I had just run my first marathon at Disney. I took a few months off, and then I started training for the Cox Providence Half Marathon here in Rhode Island. I ran that in May. During that time, I had been listening to Jeff on the podcast saying how you need to go slower on your long runs in order to improve. So I tried that out in my training. In my last half marathon before that, I had done a 2-to-1 ratio. This time I dropped down to 1 minute run, 1 minute walk. And in the end, I ended up cutting 6 minutes off of my time. So Jeff was right, as usual. After that half, I took a tiny break, just a couple of weeks. And then I signed up for e-coaching with Jeff. I've been a fan of his for a really long time, so I was really excited to be able to call him my coach and my friend. My goal was to improve my 5K times. I've been running for maybe 3 years, and my 5K pace was stuck at about 11:30 per mile. So I just want to be a faster runner in general. About 10 weeks into my training with Jeff, I finally ran my big goal 5K, and I blew it out of the water. I finished in 32 minutes 55 seconds, which is about a 10-minute 35-second pace, 10:35. So that's actually a little over 3 minutes off of my personal best from before I started coaching with Jeff. So I'm really, really happy with the guidance he's given me and the improvements that I've seen. I still have a few months of e-coaching left, so I'm hoping to push and get even more seconds off of my 5K time. Hopefully, I've still got some room for improvement left in me. In October, just in a couple weeks from today, I'll be running the Smutty Nose Half Marathon. This will be half marathon number 5 for me. And then in December, I'll see you all, hopefully, at the Galloway 13.1. So I hope maybe there will be a meetup or something and I can meet all of you there. Again, it's Villay from Providence, Rhode Island. My blog is everyday-asian.com if you want to follow along with my coaching and how my training's been going. Again, I'll see you all in December. Happy running.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania with a race update. So my race calendar for the remainder of this year is now complete. I have just signed up for the 13.1 with Jeff Galloway, which is the weekend of the 13th and 14th of December. So I'll be down in Atlanta for that. So that means that my race calendar is complete now for the next 3 months. I have the Runner's World Half Marathon and Running Festival this month in October, in 2 weeks from this taping. And then 4 weeks from that, I have the Richmond Marathon. And then 4 weeks from that, I'm down in Atlanta for the 13.1 with Jeff Galloway. So it is a full autumn of running races for me. So that's my quick little check-in. I'll have more, and I'll just check in when I have another issue or thing to say to you guys. So until then, you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, and all you Extra Mile podcast. This is Tim Cleary, also known as Abuelo Runs. Out on a long run today. So, Kevin, just finished listening to 130. Great show. A little long, but it fit. I'm on long run, and it covered my time, so I really appreciate that. Glad to hear that you got your travel arrangements all worked out for the Galloway in December. Let you know that my dad, my son, and I have all signed up, so there'll be 3 generations of Clearys running the race. And my dad's 79. He's looking at it as figuring out where he is running-wise. He's been running now for over 25 years, so he's looking forward to it. He's getting back in shape. He's done several 10-milers lately, so we'll see how it goes for him. But he lives in Atlanta, so it's easy to for him to get down there. We're all going to come down the night before and get ready to run the race. Hopefully get a chance to meet you and talk to all the other extra milers that are coming down for the race. We're looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm on a long run today. I'm in the middle of a training cycle. I've got a marathon, the Sphinx in Greenville, a month from today, October 26th. And I got a half the week before that. And I've got a trail race, 11 miles the next weekend. So, a full month of running. So, just wanted to give you an update and tell everybody good luck on their training, good luck with their races, and hope to see everybody in Atlanta for the Galloway half. Cheers, Tim.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council. Checking in again. It is October. What is it? I got to look at my watch. God. The 5th. October 5th. Sunday, October 5th. Just finished a 10-miler here on the Wabash Trace Trail where I always run. It's pretty good run. Hour 23 plus. For about an 8:23 average pace with a 7 32 miles 10, so real happy as I start to wind down. With October now, my midweek runs have gone down to 9 miles, so it'd be 9, 9, and 10 on the weekend for the long run. But season for me, you know, I start winding down in the fall. Hunting season kicks in, so I start doing a little bit of that, and then it gives me a little bit of a break before the first of the year when I start ramping things back up again. So the good thing is that I got through the entire year so far anyway, and looks like I will, without any injuries, overuse injuries or anything like that, to continue to bike and run every other day with one day off. I did have a couple weeks that I did four 10-mile runs, so which for me is I don't do that. So I had two 40-mile weeks in there, which, I just don't do that. But I digress. Just checking in, making sure everybody's on the ball. I kind of got a kick out of Adam Tinkoff telling me to go to his website to find all the running podcast links, and because I was whining, as he said, about not having any more running podcasts. Well, I know about the website, and I go to it every now and then, and I try a few here, and I try a few there. But I guess what I was whining about were my regular podcasters, you know, that I, that over the last, you know, almost 10 years, I've come to expect on a regular basis. Those are the ones that I'm missing. So you guys know who you are. Get back on the ball. Anyway, I'll check out. I'm sure I'm getting close to my 3 minutes, and I don't want the mafia to come after me, the running mafia. So, again, thanks for all you do, Kevin. Glad the heart thing is resolved. You have to be happy about that. But I was thinking about that when I was running the other day. You're talking about your heart rate before you got it fixed. It was 184. Just think, you were doing speed work without doing speed work. The way you were working your heart, you were, I would imagine now, of course, you got to remember I got my medical degree from Record Correspondence School, but I would have to think now that your heart rate's back to quote, normal, that you got a lot of room for jacking it up pretty high to really get some pretty good times in, because you've been doing all this speed work without knowing you're doing speed work. Kind of cool. Anyway, glad it worked out. Appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate everybody's input. I'll check out. Talk to you all later. Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking out. Bye.
Hi, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dawn. I'm calling from Missouri. This is my first submission, and I am actually in my car right now on my way to my very first trail race. This is October 4th. It's a Saturday. It is right now about 37 degrees, and Mother Nature has decided to dump inches of rain on us in the past 3 days here in Northeast Missouri. And luckily today's going to be dry, but when I just checked the Facebook page for this trail race I'm about to run, the latest update on the trail conditions are that mostly the trail is going to be fine, but there are spots along the way that are ankle to knee deep water. Some of the creeks that run through the trail area are out of bank, and we're going to have to, it looks like, wade through some water to get to our final destination. So I just wanted to call in and tell you I'm a little nervous about this experience I'm about ready to do. And again, it's my first trail race, so on top of it being my first, it looks like it's going to be pretty adventurous. So this is called the Flats Trail Race, Trail Half Marathon in Kirksville, Missouri. It's the fourth annual year that they've had it, and it is a point-to-point trail race, and it goes through a Thousand Hills State Park, and that also kind of scares me with all the, I don't know how hilly it is, but it's got to have some if that's the name of the state park. So I will give a full race report after I get done with this thing and let you know if I survived and how it went. So wish me luck.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania, just doing another check-in. Actually, this is a pre-race check-in. It is Friday, the 17th of October, and we are T-minus so many hours before the start of the Runner's World Running Festival. Actually, it's 8:30 right now, so the 5K goes off tomorrow in less than 24 hours. It's 8 o'clock tomorrow for the 5K. So got a lot of last-minute stuff that I'm doing around here, but I want to just make a little quick check-in. So health-wise, I'm feeling really good. I haven't run a whole bunch this week, or actually in the last 2 weeks, but that's partially due to the fact that basically in the last week, I've done about 80 hours worth of work at my employment. So it's been a really, really crazy week. Not a lot of time. And I've mentioned this before, but I have about a 52-mile commute each way back and forth to work. So I've done a number of 12-hour shifts at work. You throw in an extra hour each way for the drive, and, you know, you get the feeling. You know, it turned out to be like 76 hours worth of work, and then you figure the drive, it's well over 80 hours, coming up closer to probably 90 hours worth of total time invested. So I'm pretty tired right now. But I have the next 6 days off, so I get a nice breather before I go back into the fray, although my work schedule when I go back is not going to be anything close to what I just came out of, so that's also good. But, I'm feeling good. I actually started doing I started doing strength training about a week and a half ago. My wife and I joined a gym, so in addition to doing running, I'm actually going to start doing some strength training, which I should have done many, many years ago, in addition to running. But, we're going to correct that now. So, but the weather for the races looks fantastic. Probably temperatures somewhere in the upper 40s to low 50s, which, of course, you all know is just ideal running weather. Majority of the expo and the running festival, of course, be tomorrow, and they're going to get like a 65, 67 degree day out there in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Going to be fairly sunny, so it's going to be a good day for that. And then things pretty much wind down by noon on Sunday. So Sunday's a short day, but they're going to get good weather for all day Saturday, which is important, and they're going to get good weather for the half marathon on Sunday. So it's all looking good. The leaves are changing. It's going to be pretty. I'm going to be meeting my uncle who came up from Florida, so I got to hang out with him for the weekend, so that'll also be kind of cool. So I got a ton of stuff to do, and I got to hop back in the car at about 12:30 to run back down to Baltimore and go pick my wife up so we can start making our way up to Bethlehem. So I got a lot of stuff to do in a little period of time here. So I'm going to just end this here, and I'm planning on doing some more check-ins throughout the weekend. And I'll also, of course, include stuff for my podcast as well. So until later, you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida, aka GirlsGotSoul.com. Well, I have not called in a while because pretty much there's been no races for me besides a few 5Ks here and a 10K there and all that sort of jazz. But I am now more into my marathon training for my fourth marathon, which will be the 26.2 with Donna, which as some of you may recall was my first marathon. So I'm looking forward to going back to do my fourth marathon there. This year I ran the half, so I'm going to be going back for double the fun in 2015. So today I ran, and it was supposed to be a 13-miler. Due to the fact that I have a race next month, I'm running the Cherokee Harvest Half Marathon, which will be my first race outside of Florida. So I'll be running that in Cherokee, North Carolina, which is an hour outside of Asheville. And I'll also be taking my vacation for the year and spending some time with my friends in lovely Blue Ridge Mountains, which should be quite beautiful this time of year. And it'll be nice to escape some of the Florida humidity, of course. So I ran, ended up running 14 today, so we had an extra mile in there due to just ended up with an extra mile, basically. So by the end of it, I admit I was hurting. Part of it probably had to do with the fact that I hadn't run this week. It was an odd time for me. I actually did not run Tuesday and Thursday, but that's so rare for me. But also, I haven't run really double digits besides a 10-miler a couple weeks ago since early this year, like March, April-ish. So I think that my legs and all that are not so pleased. And I also kind of pulled something in my my foot, like a metatarsal pull, but it's calming down a bit. So I think within a day or two, hopefully it'll be fine. It was just a little bit of a muscle pull. But the training is starting to go well. It's nice to start getting into some mileage. Like I said, it's been very humid here. Those from Florida or who have run in Florida are familiar with that. And we haven't really had a reprieve from that. It may be the beginning of fall now, but we don't have a reprieve yet. We have had some light rains, so that's cooled us off a bit on some of our runs. But other than that, I'm definitely looking forward to some lower humidity and slightly cooler temperatures whenever we do get it. And I will definitely be excited to see that and feel that in North Carolina next month. So that's pretty much my little update on my training, and I will call back after I run the Cherokee Harvest Half Marathon, which will be my 11th half marathon, and let you know how that goes. And after that, I've got Space Coast Half Marathon and the Jeff Galloway 13.1, which I'm excited about both of those. Again, this is Shannon from Orlando, Florida at GirlsGotSoul.com signing off. Thanks.
Good morning, Kevin, and all the extra mile listeners. This is Carlos trying a new trail on Irvine. It is steep. This is a chin scraper, as they call them. But I think I know exactly where it's going. What happened here on Mount Doug is that they put up some new trail marking signs, and then they went over each of the trails and checked them out for the general purpose use of hikers and runners. This was one of Dan and my favorite escape trails. When we got up to the summit of Mount Doug, we would use this one to get back to the parking lot. But this is flat enough to run quite comfortably, actually, after that initial ramp. Yep, they've definitely cleared some of the overgrown brush and raked it up onto the tops of some of the rocky crags where they don't want people to go. So basically,
they're making this trail more popular by encouraging everybody to use the same path. I'm going to take the down one this time because my plan was to go out and shake out the legs. Oh yeah, here we go. Back on Whittaker, I believe. Yep. No, actually, this is still Irvine going up. And the option was to avoid a shortcut. And, you know, this run's going to be short enough as it is. It's probably going to be about to the store from here, another 15 minutes, maybe 20. Yeah, this is encouraging. It's undulating enough that you can look forward to some downhill pretty regularly, which makes trail running so much fun. You get as much down as you get up. Oh, another trail sign. Yeah, I want to take this one. I believe it's going to take me to Glen Denning. Well, you can see how I'm having to break up my words, because that last little excursion up on the foothills of Mount Doug left me a little bit behind in oxygen, and the body, being the smart organ that it is, decided that it was more important that my legs were getting the fuel than my voice. So now I'm coming downhill again, so I can speak a lot easier. Now, I've just demonstrated what aerobic threshold is all about. Simple. If you can't finish a complete sentence, then you're running in an oxygen deficit. If you can't even finish a word without breaking it up, then you know you're redlining in that oxygen bank account. Well, that's why it's nice to get a downhill shortly after that initial load on the system. Pretty basic, eh? Well, that's the way I am, I guess. I've done 3K in 7 minute pace, 7:26, I think. But the rest of it will be flat and down till I hit the suburban streets, and then I'll go to the store. I need coffee beans, cheese for my pasta. I'm going to treat myself to cheese on my linguine. I also managed to successfully bake a loaf of bread. So after this batch of pasta, I can put the machine away again until I have another bread failure. So this is the running jackal heading to the store. This, I guess, would almost class as a mini podcast. But there you go. Kevin, if you need, I guess, 12 minutes, you got it, buddy. It's probably not even that. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Derek from Oroville, California, home of MarathonJourney.com and Marathon Journey the Broadcast, in the foothills of the beautiful Sierra Nevada, with a training update. Well, fall is ever so slowly making itself known out here on the left coast. Saturday's run started out in tights and a jacket and ended up in shorts and a t-shirt. Yes, fall is beginning to get here, but in the meantime, the weather is very, very fickle. We have some mornings that are brisk and beautiful, and by the time the sun comes up, you think it's summer again. It's getting here. It ought to be. It's October. Well, we're still dealing with the after effects of my post-Panama cruise flu and the pre-sickness Disney Wonder weight gain, and I'm not sure which one is affecting me more, but it has been a tough few weeks, made even tougher by the introduction of back-to-back runs to get ready for the Goofy Challenge. I think there might be three more long run pairs leading up to the marathon weekend in Walt Disney World, and we'll keep you posted on how that training goes, but man, I can tell you, I don't like back-to-back runs, but we're out there and we're getting them done. Our short-term focus is on the Walt Disney World Wine and Dine Half Marathon that's coming up in a few short weeks, and I know that a lot of you are training for the Jeff Galloway 13.1, and you may be struggling a bit and maybe wondering if you can make 13 miles. Well, I'm here to tell you that I was once where you are right now. And I can assure you that if you stick to your training plan, you will make it to the finish line and beyond if that's what you want to do. And someday you'll look at 13.1 miles as just another very doable long run. I know that I didn't think it would ever happen, but it did, and it will happen for you. If you stick to that training plan, lace up those running shoes, open up that door, put one foot in front of the other, and if you do that, I'll be seeing you out there on the road.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Dawn again from Missouri, calling to give my race report after the Flats, FLATS, Trail Half Marathon in Kirksville, Missouri. It was my first trail race. I'm back in my car. I'm headed home, and my thighs are screaming at me right now. This is the first time I run a trail, and it was pretty rough out there. It was lots of hills, roots, rocks, moss, wading through water that was above knee-high in some spots, and muddy in spots. Although, considering the rain we've had lately, it actually wasn't as muddy as I had expected it to be, but there was mud in some spots. I supermanned about three different times throughout the race, where I caught my toe on a root or something, and luckily I didn't go all the way down, but I had a couple of moments that were pretty close to crashing and burning. But overall, it was a fun experience. I have always just done road races before, and this one was close to home, and I thought I'd sign up and give it a try, and it was a lot different. You have to keep your eyes down at your feet the entire time. So even with all the fall leaves changing and all the lovely scenery around the lake, I really didn't get to take that much of that in because I was so focused on watching my footing the entire time. I was running through that terrain. So my time, I didn't really get my official time from the finish line, and I haven't looked at the results on the computer yet, but my app that keeps track for me said that I had a 2-hour, 38-minute thereabout half marathon time, so which is also considerably slower than what I would run a road race in. But again, there was lots of where you had to be climbing up sides of embankments, of creek beds, and places where you just can't really run because you have to keep your footing just right so you don't fall or twist an ankle. So there were lots of places that slowed you down, and that's reflected in your time. But it was a fun experience, and I don't hear of many trail races, so I don't know if I'll really do many more of those, but it was good to branch out and to do something different. So I encourage anybody who's looking to try something a little bit out of their safe zone, a trail race would probably be a good fit for you. And I recommend the flats. It was, they had done a lot of work grooming the trail to get it ready for the race today, and it was a really good trail race for my first one ever. So high marks to them on the race that they put on today. And that's about it. I mean, my thighs are really sore, more so sore than what you know, I would feel like after a regular half marathon, just because all the stabilizing on the terrain and the, you know, the hilliness of the trail, and the keeping sure that you had sure footing throughout the run, and I can just really feel it in my quads. So that's probably the biggest difference that I'm noticing right now immediately after the race. So I just wanted to check in and let you all know that I did survive, and that I would recommend this trail half marathon to others who might live around here or who would want to travel to it. And just wanted to also thank everybody for your great inspiration that you give me. I love listening to the Extra Mile podcast on my runs, and I've got to know a lot of you over the past year or so that I've been listening to the podcast. And anyways, calling in with this pre-race and race report has been my first submission, and I hope to keep it up so I can maybe inspire some people also. So everybody have a great extra mile.
In a half mile.
Hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania, and I'm now back in my hotel room after a very nice morning of a 5 and a 10K at the Runner's World Half Marathon and Festival. So, a couple of things. So, weather here was really fantastic. Low 50s, got up to 60 by the time the 10K was finished, but just very nice. Maybe a couple of drops of rain, but otherwise nothing would preclude anyone from wanting to get out for a 5 and a 10K. The running festival does something called a 5 and dime, which is for folks who are running just the 5 and the 10K, which my wife did today. And I'm very proud to say that my wife, who has now run her second ever 10K, has done her second ever 10K after running a 5K this morning, because she did the 5 and dime. And she set a PR in the 10K, beat her old record by almost a minute. So pretty proud of that. I decided this morning to go and just run with my uncle. Long story short, the guy's coming up here from Florida to run at this festival because I asked him to. So I kind of thought, you know what, I could take off today and just do these shorter runs just to see how fast I can do them. But
you kind of invited the guy here, so why be a jerk? So I decided not to be a jerk. And so I ran with him. So it was not a competitive pace for me, but it was a fun, enjoyable run. I was more than capable of talking the entire time. So I think, what did we do? 32 for the 5K and an hour and 6 for the 10. So that's, like I said, that's like a training run for me, but still, I had a blast. I talked to my uncle the entire time. You know, when we needed to sprint around people, I was certainly more than willing and able to do that. So it was good. So we're just going to hang out the rest of today. And then tomorrow is the half marathon. So we're looking forward to that. I will say one thing for Runner's World. They were saying that this is a faster, flatter course. And I was kind of chuckling because I'm like, well, how are you going to change the topography? I mean, it's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is not known for being flat, especially not this part of Pennsylvania. Well, they actually changed the course from 2 years ago when I ran it last, so that a lot of the uphills are now downhills. So no, they can't change the topography, but they can change the direction at which you attack the topography. So that's what they did. So I did find the course was easier this year than 2 years ago when they had the inaugural course. It's also different. There's the main hill, which is the Webster Street Hill. It doesn't exist anymore. They don't run you anywhere near that. So that big climb right around mile one no longer exists. So it is definitely an easier course than 2 years ago when I was last here. So we'll see what they've done for the half. They have changed a little bit of the half as well. So we'll find out tomorrow, but again, it's going to be, for me, it's going to be a comfortable pace with my uncle. I think we're looking at probably 2.5 hours for the half. And again, you know, my PR right now is 2:04:03, so well within my comfort zone. I will chatter away for 2.5 hours probably tomorrow. One other thing I want to mention, at the expo, I was able to pick up a pair of Ultra One shoes. I've been wanting a pair of these, but I'm always reticent about buying a new pair of shoes online that I've never had a chance to actually put on my feet. You know, sometimes shoes can just be kind of wonky the way that they're sized and stuff like that. I was glad I did that here because, I mean, normally, you know, I'm probably somewhere between a 10.5 and 11 foot. Probably really a 10.5 foot, to be quite honest, but it's particularly wide. So I tend to end up in an 11 shoe. And for these shoes, they said you should probably go another half size bigger. Well, a half size bigger, literally, my big toe was right at the end of the shoes. I said, no, I think maybe I need a 12. So I actually got a pair of size 12 Ultras. And again, it's the model is called the One. And it's one of their lighter racing platforms, and I just love this. This actually reminds me a lot more of the Instinct, original Instincts, not the 2.0s that I have now, which do feel a little bit more bulky and clubby than the original version. These are just great. They're already my favorite shoe, and they were giving you $20 off if you bought them at the expo. So normally what would be a $100 shoe is now $80. So not a bad deal. So that's all I got for now. I'm going to go back to enjoying the rest of my day. I thought I was going to be able to record more at the actual event, but I found that there was just an awful lot of people to talk to, including my uncle and my wife, who of course were with me. My mom was there as well too. And, you know, I just found I was spending a lot more time being social than talking to myself on my cell phone and recording it for all of you. So, there you go. All right, I hear my wife's shower is done, so I'm going to get off this now. And we are going to go about our day. And I will check back with you after tomorrow. All right, see you guys then. And until then, enjoy your extra mile.
Hello.
call you Extra Mile. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Extra Mile listeners. This is just Norm. And I'm not running. No, that was just an imitation of me running. No, my friends, I am saddened by the fact I'm not running, and as you may be able to hear, I'm instead driving. And I'm driving through a driving rain, a driving rainstorm here in West Central Florida. But because I wanted to run so badly, and because I wanted to make a submission to the Extra Mile podcast, I thought I would be cute, in a very loosely termed, cute in trying to start off my submission as though I was running. But you folks are too smart for that. You knew I wasn't running. Anyway, I missed last month's submission to our beloved friend Kevin O'Quinn's podcast, the Extra Mile podcast, and wanted to make sure that I didn't miss this month's or this next episode's. I believe number 131 is what I'm submitting to. Is that right, Kevin? What say you, Kevin? Anyway, just a bit of an update on where I am with my running. The past couple of weeks have been, in my view, just terrible in terms of running. I've not been able to find the inspiration or the motivation to run. The days have been hot and muggy and sticky, and it's about this time of year where I just am more so over this Florida weather that I'm taxed of any energy or excitement or enthusiasm for the run. However, we did have one tiny cool snap about a week and a half ago, and we're getting another cold snap behind this rain front. So this weekend should look to be, this midweek and weekend should be the start of some cooler weather in West Central Florida. I don't have any concrete plans for any runs, excuse me, but if I can get some double digits in over the next week or two, which I'm close to, I've been getting some 8-ish to 10-ish milers, then I might still have a shot at the Wild Horse Xterra 13.1 trail run on November 2nd. So that's still in the cards. Other than that, yeah, got no injuries, got no real exciting running stories, got nothing to embellish upon, but the theme for me has been trying to weather these feelings of uninspired. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to be so wordy. I guess I'm just trying to weather the storm of being uninspired about my running. I'm grateful that I have been able to get a couple good long-distance runs in. Grateful that I'm not injured. Grateful that the run is still the love of my heart. It's just where the rubber meets the road. I'm just not feeling it lately. So, pretty sure it's the weather. In any event, didn't want to let another episode go by without putting together a submission and offering and telling all of you folks on the Extra Mile podcast how much I miss you and how much you are valued and how much I am grateful to be part of this community, the community of runners, of social media, and of all that we commune with. All right, that's enough gibberish from just Norm. I'll see you guys. Hope everyone's well. Hope everybody's training is going well. And we'll talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
Hello, all you extra milers. It's Mariana from Naples, New York. just giving you another installment of my kind of audio diary, The Journey Back. It's coming on a year since I did my first half marathon, and I've been trying to talk to people who found that after they did the first half marathon, they kind of had a big letdown. I'm not back yet. I'm still trying to get there. Over the summer, I tried some different new things. I read an article in Runner's World, and I thought about the 5K and how awesome that was and how you can work on your speed. And I thought, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that because there's not as many 10Ks around, which I really like to do. And so I thought, got really gung-ho. And my first lesson I learned is just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I am capable of running under a 10-minute mile for a magic mile. I can do about 9:30. However, just because I can doesn't mean I should. Speed can kill, at least kill your knees. And I found out that when I tried to go that fast, I was also messing up with my knees a great deal. So that was one lesson learned. And I also thought I'll try trail running because I live out in the country and there's lots of trails around where I live. And I don't mind hills. That's not a problem. So another lesson I learned, though, is when you're trail running, make sure you can see the trail. We had a lot of trails where the leaves and grass stuff kind of overgrew the trail. And I found out that when you do that, you easily trip, and I face planted quite well. Didn't get hurt, but also another lesson learned. I've also learned that I need to listen to the aches and pains. This fall, my schedule got messed up, so I haven't been able to run as much as I want. But guess what? Lo and behold, so have all the aches and pains kind of cleared up. So I've kind of learned that you got to listen to your body and slow it down. One of the most important things I've learned over the summer is I learned that I want to run. I'm also coming up on 10 years of running. I started when I was 53, and I decided that what I want to do is run, and I run a run distance, and I've kind of settled into a 45-second, 15-minute walk pattern. To me, that's running, and I'm pretty much running as much, and I get a little bit of break, so I really enjoy that. And the last lesson I learned was from someone I met on the street. I was walking actually at a strip mall. I was striding along, going to a store, and I passed a woman, very beautiful, elegantly dressed woman, who was using a cane and walking slowly. And she looked at me with my gray hair and mentioned that basically that it must be a joy to be able to walk the way I was, just striding along. And that last lesson I learned is that I need to be grateful for every day that I can not only walk, but I can run. So take care, all you extra milers. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I don't know if I got cut off there or not. I don't know what's going on. But what I was saying is in October I go down to 9 miles during the week and still do the 10 on the weekend. So, you know, I start to wind down a little bit in the fall. And then I'll start up again in December, January, ramping back up once I'm inside on the treadmill. Next week will be an off week, a rare off week, but every year this time of year I go to North Dakota duck hunting, so I'll be taking a week off from the running and the biking, which is a good thing. You know, every now and then you got to have some time off. Other than that, everything looks like I went through another year without any injuries, which is a good thing, especially at my age. But anyway, I'm just, like I said, waiting for it to get a little bit lighter before I head up this trail. It's windy, 52 degrees. It's been a great fall. The leaves are turning and dropping, and it's just a beautiful time of the year. For all you people that are getting ready for races, good luck. Hope it goes the way you want it to go. Appreciate all you do, Kevin. And again, Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Now I'm checking out. Talk to you sometime down the line. Bye.
Well, hello again, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania doing my final check-in for the Runner's World Half Marathon and festival. Okay, so it's time to tie a big bow on this entire event. So a little bit of rehash, and then we'll do what I just said we're going to do and tie a bow on this. So again, this was a two-day event over last weekend that encompasses a 5K, 10K on one day, and then a half marathon on the second day. There's also seminars and, of course, an expo that goes, you know, several days. It starts on the Friday and carries all the way through until the thing's over. So they had one of the main sponsors there is Ultra, and they're there selling shoes the entire time at a $20 discount off of all of their stuff. In fact, I'm just going to mention this while I'm here. They're actually one of the things that's in the it's not a gift basket. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, so my lexicon is smaller at 5 o'clock in the morning until I finished all my coffee. Anyway, one of the things that's offered to you is, you know, for going to the expo, you can buy shoes from Ultra and take $20 off. You can also do that online. It's not just at the expo. So as long as you're there and you get the materials, you have the code that you can call and get your shoes online for $20 off. So I'm actually going to go buy a second pair of shoes online probably in the next week or two. While I was there, I picked up a pair of their racing shoe called the One. You know, it's, I don't know how many ounces it is. It's ridiculously light. It's 7 ounces, 5 ounces. All I know is that they feel absolutely fantastic. They are now my absolute favorite shoe. And I'm going to buy two more pairs of them because, of course, like everybody else, I'm sure once the next version comes out, they will have changed it again and they will, you know, it won't be the same shoe that I love right now. So I'm going to stock up on these things because they're just super, super comfortable. So, all right, so now time to tie a bow on everything. So, as I mentioned, I did buy brand new shoes, and you really should never wear brand new shoes to race in. But I've done it before with Ultras, and I actually did it for a marathon back in Tennessee last year. So I did it again this year. Couple reasons. One, because I felt so darn comfortable. But two, for this race, I was pacing my uncle. I may have mentioned this before. My uncle is my mom's brother. That's how we're related. Not my father's brother. So he's 69 years old. He's long history of being a really, really talented runner. About in the last 4 years, he's had AFib. And so his ability is been significantly hindered by that. Healthy and all, you know, considering the AFib and stuff, but nowhere near as fast as he used to be. And he used to be super fast. Even in his mid-60s, he was way faster than I am now. And this is probably my best running year that I've had in my entire life. My goal here was just simply to pace with him and just basically talk to him the entire time. I mean, all of his races were not going to be at a pace that I would find competitive, but that wasn't what this race or set of races was all about. It was more about people and not PRs. So went and did the 5K, and I think the 5K we did in about 32 minutes. Then there was a couple of short little walk breaks in there, but basically that was straight through. Then we did the 10K, which is about an hour afterwards, at least for us. It's an hour and a half after the start of the 5K. So we had about an hour wait in between once we finished. The 10K, we finished, what did we do the 10K in? An hour and six. It was an hour and six. And then we went off and did some exploring. Actually, my uncle and my mom went back to their hotel room, and I think they took a nap. And my lovely wife and I went into town, did a little bit of shopping, bought some really excellent chocolate at this chocolatier that I think had 90 different varieties of chocolate, which, you know, just overwhelmed you when you walked into the shop. And downtown Bethlehem on Main Street, it's just a cute little artsy kind of a street. And, you know, so if you're in Bethlehem, definitely check out Main Street. Neat stuff. We went to this place called Bethlehem Brew Works, I think it was called, for lunch. Both had some very tasty chicken wraps, along with some very good fries, and a local home brew that they make right there. So that was pretty good. And then, you know, just kind of rested the rest of the day and just kind of socialized. And then Sunday was the half marathon. Only my uncle and I were doing that. My wife did do the 5 and 10K the day previous, which is called the 5 and Dime. It's the first time she'd ever done that. And actually, she beat her previous 10K time after doing a 5K earlier that morning. So I was really proud of her for that. But it was only my uncle and I for the half marathon. So we both got up early, headed on down to our little parking area, which we found, and kind of waited for time to hop out of the car. It was much colder on the Sunday. The thermometer said it was 50, but there was a good wind going through. Wind chills were probably into the low 40s. It actually got colder as the day went on because the clouds dissipated, so all that heat, you know, goes off into the atmosphere. And when we finished the race, the wind chills were down into the upper 30s. So I was very happy that I had dressed properly. I actually had a short sleeve tech shirt and then one of my long sleeve tech shirts over that to help keep me warm while I ran. And then I actually had a light pair of tights on. And that turned out to be the proper thing to be wearing for the temperatures. And then I had my, you know, one of my running hats, and I didn't need gloves. There was a couple of spots that I wish I'd brought gloves, because you know, I was trying to use my phone to take pictures or something like that, and I found that my fingers were a little bit too cold to actually work the touchscreen. So I actually had to, you know, stick a finger in your mouth and, you know, blow real hard on it, you know, exhale and get some heat on the finger so it would all of a sudden it would register on the touchpad. So those places, it would have been nice to have gloves because my hands would have been a little warmer. But, you know, it wasn't too bad. The race itself, the half marathon, was fantastic. All the races were great. And I did the inaugural year for this. And one of the things they were saying this year was that this course was flatter and faster. Well, I kind of wondered, you know, how are you going to do that? I mean, you can't change the topography. But what they did was they changed the way you approached the topography. Now, there's just some parts of the race that it's a hill. You're going to hit it. That's just the way it is. And, you know, those parts didn't change. But there was enough changes to the course that I have to say I really did think this course was faster than the inaugural course. A lot more uphill on the inaugural course. A lot more downhill on this course. I mean, I wouldn't say it was flatter because, again, the topography doesn't change. It's not actually flat. In fact, there's probably very few spots in the entire race series that are actually flat. You're either going up or down. I mean, it's just the way the landscape looks there. So, they had organized the course that more often than not, you were actually going down rather than up. So kudos to them for that. I wasn't sure they were going to be able to pull that off, but they did. They were, of course, for all the races, they had Runner's World editors that were running alongside you. So if you bumped into somebody in a bright yellow shirt, you could certainly just run on over and say hello and have a little chat with the Runner's World editor. We actually talked with David Wiley, David Willey, who's the editor-in-chief for Runner's World. We actually had probably a five-minute conversation with him, probably around mile four of the half marathon. And we'd had a long conversation with him the previous day. So it was nice to talk to him a couple of times during that. So that was neat. Let's see. Then the half marathon, what did we do for the half marathon? It was like 2:29, I think, is what I did. 2:29, which again, you know, my personal best is 2:04:03, so definitely within my comfort level. But again, this was about chatting my uncle's ear off the entire time. So it worked out well. And this was actually his longest race all year. He did a couple of 15Ks, so 9.3 miles. But this was the longest race he's done all year. So I was happy to be a part of that. So it was really cool. The medals are great. You know, again, I would say, just like Disney, if you have any interest in Runner's World, if you get the magazine, you know, stuff like that, then this should be on your bucket list. It's fairly inexpensive for three races in a weekend, plus seminars and all that stuff. I mean, certainly comparing it to Disney. You know, Disney charges you a whole lot more if you did the same stuff. Again, you have a gigantic theme park right there, and you don't have that in Bethlehem, but you have a cute little town with two colleges right in the area and some shops and, you know, lots of stuff in the area as well to do anyway. And if you want to take a day trip, you know, you're like an hour north of Philly, so you could technically go into Philly for the day if you wanted to. So, you know, there's certainly plenty to do in the area. But yeah, I mean, if you're a reader of Runner's World, this should be on your bucket list because, you know, if nothing else, I mean, you know, it's neat to bump into people who are only in a magazine right now to you. So, and find out they're real, genuine people and they're generally pretty decent human beings. So that's always a good thing to find out. So, I think that's pretty much it. I will, of course, do more and in-depth analysis on my blog, which is Runners Anonymous, the blog. So if you want to find that, that's at www.runnersanon.blogspot.com. Probably give me about 2 weeks from today. Today's the 20th of October to get that in there. Because like all my other race reports, it'll probably be a little on the long side, and it's 2 days worth of writing about stuff, so there's a lot to say. Alrighty, that's all I have. So that's all I have. Alright, so you all enjoy your extra mile. See you later, folks. Take care.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida, and GirlsGotSoul.com. I'm calling a little bit later than I should have. I actually ran my 11th half marathon last weekend in Cherokee, North Carolina, which is right by the Smokies there, an hour outside of Asheville, North Carolina. I ran the Cherokee Harvest half marathon. And the race itself was really nice. I will say that it had one gigantic hill, and that was about a half mile long. And up until that point, I was doing pretty well. I did not notice any other run walkers, Galloway folks. So I was toward the back, which just didn't really bother me. I was doing a 30-45 interval on that particular race, and we've been doing that a lot in our runs, and I've come to like that one. So I was doing pretty good. Hit that hill. I did a lot of walking. You know, up till then, I was doing good, like I said. And then just after mile 10, where things kind of went down, literally, I actually took a fall right after around there. We had to go from crossing the street, which they were directing us to do, and get on a sidewalk over a curb. And instead of actually getting onto the curb, I somehow fell on the curb. And I had not actually fallen in any of my training runs, so I guess up till now, being it's my third season and as a Galloway runner, I guess a fall was imminent at some point. Unfortunately, during a race, it's not preferable, of course, because you're trying to get to the finish line, and even though you may not be trying to beat anybody else, you're trying to beat your own self, you know, your time. So, yeah, I ate pavement, and I believe I was running. I don't exactly remember. I'm assuming I was. It pretty much freaked me out. Fortunately, I didn't do too much damage. I cut up my left hand pretty good, the inside the palm there, and had a little bit, my bottom, very bottom on my chin hit the pavement there, and a little bit on the knees on the other hand. But for the most part, I wasn't too bad, you know, which was good. I had to wait for EMS. They wanted me to wait for EMS, which took at least 10 minutes. I believe it might have been a little more by the time they got me. They came over and they got me cleaned up a bit, put something on the hand so I can continue. With about 5K left, I was not about to DNF that race. So I, once I got cleaned up a bit, I kept going. And the only sad part about that was I had the EMS little golf cart or whatever the deal was right behind me. And then I quickly found out that I was the last runner on the course. So that's a weird experience for me. I'm usually the back of the packer, but I'm never the last. So different experience. And then I ended up finishing in about 3 hours and 15 minutes. Not my best time at all. I'm usually a little under 3 hours. I'm still working on trying to get to that 250, 245 mark. But I was the last runner, and seeing as how the course is open for 3.5 hours and I was that far back, I assume there's quite a bit of fast runners up in Western North Carolina, because I looked at the results later on, and there's quite a bit of some fasties up that way, and I guess there's not a lot of run walkers in that part of the country. So, I mean, it was nice. I did get cheered in, and that was kind of cool. But, you know, I'd rather be the last runner than DNF, that's for sure. Like I said, the course is beautiful, and I would recommend it if you are looking for something different. They have a real nice swag bag. I had a pullover, a half-zip pullover, cap, and they gave us this real nice drawstring bag, which is actually very sturdy, and the medals were made of wood, so it's a real nice race. I did see an elk toward the beginning of the course, and it was just beautiful. Compared to being a Florida runner, it was quite different for me. It was my first race out of Florida, so that was pretty neat. But besides the fall, I would definitely recommend the race. Next up for me is Space Coast Half, followed right after by OUC Half here in Orlando, and then the Jeff Galloway 13.1, which will be state number 3 for me, and the third half in a row, which we'll see how excited I am for running another 13.1, because I have 3 weekends back-to-back. So I'm excited about doing the race, but definitely not probably seeking a PR time or anything for that one. All right, so that's my race report. Probably a little long for the Cherokee Harvest Half Marathon in North Carolina. And I will talk to you guys soon. All right, bye.
So there you go, episode 131. Pretty good stuff, huh? Whoa, that was my Garmin telling me I hit 3 miles. So I'm gonna call that a run. And you and I will walk it back in. How's that? Let me turn off this gym boss a minute. So did you pick up on it? Did you pick up on some common themes today? Maybe? Well, here you go. Two of them. The first one is running with family. One of my favorite reasons to run. My buddy Jim from the Seeker podcast got to run this past weekend with a very special uncle that you can tell he cares for deeply. How cool is that? Also, Tim, Abuelo Runs. Tim, did I ever tell you that my father-in-law is a retired high school Spanish teacher, and my kids called them when they were just starting to talk, we tried to get them to call them Abuelo and Abuela, and they never did get the hang of it. But in my mother-in-law's case, Abuela came out somehow as just Lala, and to this day, that's her name, Lala. Kind of cool, but anyway, I love that Abuelo Runs thing. Anyway, Tim is going to be in Atlanta to run the Jeff Galloway 13.1 with his dad and son. Three generations. How cool is that? And that leads me into theme number two, the Jeff Galloway 13.1. Lots of people, either planning for sure to do it or trying hard. And boy, I hope you make it down. This is kind of family, huh? Don't you think? Let's combine both of those themes. Everybody get to the Jeff Galloway 13.1 and we'll all run as a family, huh? Give it a shot. Give it some serious thought, please. If everybody shows up who claims they're going to show up, I'm going to go broke buying beer. Ah, that's okay. Hey, listen, do y'all listen to the Slow Runners Club? It's a great podcast. It's two good buddies of mine, Adam Tinkoff and Eddie Marathon. They've been on hiatus for a while, so if you've stopped listening to them, good news, they have another episode out. I think it's episode 65. It's at slowrunnersclub.com, and I'll put that in the show notes. Get over and listen to it. Adam's training for a marathon, so he's been kind of giving updates, regular updates, on a separate running podcast to this of his that you can find at tinkoff.com. But the two maniacs got back together recently and submitted for the Slow Runners Club. Check it out. In fact, while they were together, they decided they'd check in with some other good friends of theirs. Check this out.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Eddie Marathon calling in from San Diego Country Estate in California with my best buddy, Adam Tinkoff, the Zen Runner. I am on a business trip here in California, and without telling my buddy Adam, I surprised him. I knocked on his door. Eddie is all business all the time. And that's why they call me Eddie Marathon. And I knocked on his door. He opened the door thinking I was some delivery man or whatever. And at first I thought I'd killed him because he was so shocked. He didn't know it was me. He was so excited. Here he is.
Eddie is all the time.
And that's why they call me Eddie Marathon. So,
all business, all the time.
We're not having any fun. We're just all serious all the time.
All business, all the time.
And if you order now by calling 1-800,
all business, all time,
you will be included in our unique mailing list, and you will be entitled to our super double secret bonus package where you will get
one for the cost of two, all business, all the time.
So sign up now. We are so happy you could join us. We're so happy we could report of all of our doings. We just did one of the best hikes ever in some of the most gorgeous country in the world here in California. We did this, fantastic hike. Where was it, Adam?
It was all business. It was all business, Eddie. We did so many extra miles that I think the Extra Mile Podcast new name is just podcast.
We extra'd the extra mile. And we went vertical. We went up this damn peak, didn't we?
All the time. And we didn't go horizontal.
No, we didn't. We were vertical. And now we're going to get vertical. We drink any more beer.
Vertical? No. We're going to stay horizontal.
We're having a great time, Kevin. We miss you. You should be here, brother. And for all you other extra milers, cheers to all of you. This is Eddie Marathon, Adam Pinkoff, in wonderful sunny California, where we are all
business all the time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you at our next episode of the Slow Runners Club. Good day.
Cool, huh? I love those guys. Lastly, well, let's add some community to this community, shall we? I'm going to end this episode with a submission from another good friend, Chris Russell, from the Run, Run, Live podcast. Chris has been podcasting back in the two tin cans and a string era. And I was one of the first people to buy a tin can and hook it up to his string, as a matter of fact. Does a great job. Chris, I know Chris knows this, but I don't think you guys know this. Chris is one of the major reasons that I am an aficionado and have become a pretty good friend of Mr. Galloway's. It was an episode of Run, Run, Live where Chris interviewed Jeff that kind of really, really got me thinking about trying that thing. And that's been maybe 6 years ago, something like that. So Chris will always have a special place in my heart for turning me onto that. Even though Chris is not a run walker, but a very, very fast runner. But obviously, Chris loves all of it. Anyway, he sent us a submission for this podcast I want to end it with. He gets us thinking about something in particular. So let's add some community here. Let's listen to Chris's submission, and we'll talk again right at the end.
Hey, Kev. Chris. How you doing, man? Just walking in from my long run. Not super long, like a half marathon. But, it's September 20-something, and we got that hot day, you know? We had a nice weekend. Great weekend for hanging out at the park, but thinking I should have got out a little earlier. kind of toasty out, but no big deal. Just a long run. Long, slow run. And I listened to the extra mile the whole way. So, a couple thoughts. Good to hear that your achy, breaky heart is back on track for a while. And I was thinking about, you know, since I work in Atlanta a lot, I go down to your Jeff Galloway race down there because I figure I could win, right? Or at least podium. Because the rest of you guys are just walking. So, you know, for me, just go, you know, balls to the wall the whole way, I could probably get a medal or something, right? Isn't that how it works? No, maybe not. So, yeah, but no, it's on my calendar. I'm thinking about it. Like I said, I'm down there a lot anyhow, and I know Jeff, so. So anyhow, and then I heard the Zen Runner. Good to hear from him. Getting a little worried towards the end there. We didn't hear from Jim from Iowa for, most of the podcast till the end. And, I was worried we might have lost him because he's an old guy like us. And Council Bluffs, Iowa, I imagine can't afford the population drop. So good to hear from him in there. And what else? Well, I figured I'd drop some controversy on you guys because that was kind of fun when we had a couple of those controversy shows. So I'll give you the blog topic on my blog over the last 10 years that has gotten the most response, the most hits, the most comments, is the following topic. What's the difference between running and jogging. So you guys tell me that. What's the difference between running and jogging? All right, ciao.
Ah, I love it when Chris stirs the pot up. So first of all, my reaction to his submission is, Chris, please, please, please come to Atlanta and run with us. If you do, I'll buy you a beer and I'll also let you beat me. Huh? Pretty appealing, isn't it? All right? And lastly, more importantly, he'd like to know, what's the difference between running and jogging? That's a good one. Probably pretty personal. So what do you think? For episode 132, let's chat about that a little bit. Send me a submission on what you think the difference is between being a runner or being a jogger. Cool? Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks a lot for taking us along. Thanks for the download. Special thanks to everybody who took the time to record or call the hotline. Send it to me. So until next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.